He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man!
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I was sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show. Call or text now. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Call us or send us a text on the WNSR text line. 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. Call or text. Next, same number.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
What I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Griffiths with us Tuesdays from the AJC's Dog Nation. Georgia had their spring game. Griff, what did you take away from the game?
Man, Carson Beck is really good. Georgia's talent is in place. Trevor Etienne is going to be a huge impact player. I guess those would be the three things.
Individuals other than those two that stood out to you?
Well, you know, Dominic Lovett had a decent day. I don't think he's a first round pick or an AD Mitchell, but he's going to be a pretty reliable target and a go to guy. I feel like Carson's in a really good place with him. Mykel Williams is a guy that, you know, flashed as a freshman, and we all thought he could be a potential first rounder one day. Last year he was hurt. And he's back this year making plays, creating havoc. So they've got a disruptor up front again, something they really didn't have last year. Secondary needs work. They could be susceptible back there. There could be some higher scoring games for Georgia this year. It looks like they may have to score a lot of points to win games. I think the defense will be good, but not great. But Carson, it's like Georgia's got an NFL quarterback. I mean, they got an NFL quarterback that stuck around another year in college. That's what they have.
Georgia Dog on the Emerald Coast says, Bill, ask Griff. Kirby said in a press conference, can't wait for people to see the speed of our center, Jared Wilson. Says he ran with some of our defensive backs and he weighs 350.
Yeah, I mean, Kirby is not usually one for hyperbole, but he was absolutely guilty on that. He does not run as fast as defensive backs. It's a compliment to Jared, and Jared was the next one to speak, so I think Kirby was having a little fun with his center, but he really is athletic. I mean, and you lose a guy like Cedric Van Pran that was a 3-year starter and a stalwart and kind of team captain figure, and you know, you got a new guy stepping into those center shoes, and as you know, Bill, that's a really important part of the offensive line, anchor point. He's athletic. I don't know that he equals Cedric. He may be more athletic than Cedric, but I don't know that he's as accomplished. Time will tell. This offensive line, though, has looked really good this spring.
Griff, you could claim over this Kirby Smart run of excellence that maybe the most consistent position on the field the entire time transitioning new players when they move on to the NFL, etc., would be the offensive line.
Yeah, they've had a lot of first-rounders. You know, Andrew Thomas comes to mind, number four to the New York Giants. But, yeah, I mean, Amarius Mims looked like the next first-round pick, pretty outstanding player there. They've recruited well. I mean, Sam Pittman really got the momentum started when he was the offensive line coach at Georgia, and they've kept that up. It seems like they're always well-stocked. They got a left tackle named Ernest Green who has the look of a future first rounder. We talked about Broderick Jones. He was first rounder a couple of years ago. Tate Ratledge is a guy that he's a guard, but he's one of these dominator types of guards, you know. Could he be a late first, second round pick next year? So, yeah, to your point, I mean, the Georgia offensive line has always been big and strong and capable under Kirby Smart.
Mike Griffith, AJC's Dog Nation. The portal officially starts today through the end of the month. Is there any news there yet, Griff, coming or going?
Well, I mean, yesterday, Andrew Paul, really good running back. This is a guy that's going to help somebody out. I mean, I thought he was going to, you know, contribute. I don't know if significantly might be a bit much, but he was going to be a contributor for Georgia. And he announced yesterday he was going to the portal. So that's a kid from Texas. And he looked good as a freshman and had an injury. Started his comeback last year. Looked good in the G-Day game. So I think that's I don't know if I'd call that a hit, because I think Georgia's got pretty decent depth at running back. He probably would have been the number three running back. But this is a guy that can start at probably 90% of schools across the country.
Georgia has a pro quarterback back, as you mentioned, and they're upgraded at running back with ETN. Would that be a fair statement at running back?
For sure. I mean, not just ETN, but, you know, they got a 240-pound sophomore named Roderick Robinson. He wasn't quite ready last year. And I'm going to see what this incoming freshman, this five-star from Mater Dei High School in California, powerhouse, Nate Frazier, is coming in. Branson Robinson has served notice that he's going to be cleared soon. You know, this is another potential, you know, dynamic back. So there's big upgrade. Last year's running back core was thin and injured, so that is a very fair statement.
Griff, what did you think about Coach Cal leaving for Arkansas? Have we talked about that yet? I can't remember.
No, I was flabbergasted. I was. I think it needed to happen. I think it's a good marriage. You know, I think that Cal, his time in Kentucky had climaxed, reached his peak, whatever you want to say. Arkansas is a basketball school. They're worthy of, Coach Cal's basketball royalty, man, like him or not. You know, it's interesting, you know, Cal and Bruce Pearl, 10, 12 years ago, you know, they weren't getting all the love from, you know, the Jay Billises and the Dick Vitales, and, you know, I love me some Dickie V, by the way. But, they weren't the cool guys. You know, they were kind of the alternative coaches. And now, you know, those are the coaches that everybody recognizes as two of the best big-name coaches. So I look at Cal as basketball royalty. I thought I enjoyed covering him. I enjoyed covering teams that played him. He's a fascinating character, I guess I've used the word. Yeah, good basketball coach. So I'm interested. I'm all in for the John Calipari show. I'm interested in, you know, I loved his comments when he said he went to the team meeting and there is no team. Like, that was pretty darn funny. I mean, Cal says some stuff. Well, I'll tell you a quick anecdote. We were at basketball media days the first day Cal was in the SEC after he left Memphis to come to Kentucky. And myself and probably a half a dozen other guys were waiting on Cal. We had all these questions because Cal had taken some pokes at the SEC and the SEC media members who didn't vote his Memphis Tigers high enough. He said some things that, you know, the SEC was living in a cave and all this other stuff. So I'll admit, you know, you're kind of like, all right, dude, we're gonna ask you some questions about your past. So we're standing there, and we're firing off questions about UMass and Marcus Camby and gold chains and, you know, Derrick Rose and, you know, all these negative stories from his past. You know, trying to just put this guy under fire and hold him accountable for all this other stuff that nobody ever seemed to hold him accountable for. After four or five questions, Cal, who's wearing this pinstripe suit, you know, looking like some 1930s gangster, steps back from us and goes, guys, you're shooting arrows through a cannonball-sized hole. Can we get done with these questions and have some fun? And I was like, wow, dude. Like, dude was not going to get rattled. Like, you're shooting arrows through a cannonball-sized hole. And it was just, it was really, I'd never seen anybody handle the media press like John Calipari did that day.
We were talking about it prior in hour one. At a place like Kentucky, it's hard to feed that beast forever. It just runs out.
Yeah, I mean, but you also got to win some championships, and the NCAA tournament is like its own season. I know everybody likes March Madness and all that, and I do too, but I don't feel like that's the best way to decide a champion. I think it's too many teams. I remember talking to Roy Kramer about it within the last year, and he said it's a tournament sport. You know, football was not a tournament sport. I don't know what a 12-team playoff is going to do. I'm not sure. Does it turn football into a tournament sport? But basketball, very much a tournament sport. The best team doesn't always win the NCAA tournament. Now, granted, the best team doesn't always win a college football championship, but more times than not, they do. Basketball is a different story. Cinderellas get hot. You could say the same thing for the NFL right now. I mean, wasn't there like a New York Giants team with Eli Manning that was 8-8 in the regular season that won a Super Bowl? So I think Cal's had a great product there. I think Kentucky basketball has been good. I think it's harder and harder now with the new rules and the NIL and transfer portal and things like that. It takes some power away from Kentucky. So other schools, right? I think it has a chance to level things up. I mean, look, Alabama got good at basketball. You know, for a while there was only so good Alabama was going to get. Now you look at Alabama and you say, wow, it's a basketball school too, right? Auburn, Bruce Pearl won there, took them to a Final Four. Who would have ever thought? So, I think that there's been a lot more parity these days, and cable television has something to do with that as well.
Mike the Mad Dog and Griff, we got about a minute, says, Gunnar Stockton doesn't necessarily fit the Georgia offense. Will he be a successful QB2?
Well, I mean, if he ends up being the starter, they'll make the offense fit him. I mean, so what you're watching is Gunnar trying to play in Carson Beck's offense. Just remember, Stetson Bennett didn't look good when he came in off the bench behind JT Daniels. The offense did not look good. The JT's offense did not look good with Stetson running it. But when Georgia and Munkin built that offense around Stetson's skill set, it was just fine. And I feel that way about Gunnar Stockton. The guy's got some running ability. You run some boots, some waggles. You let him quarterback draws, different types of passes. I mean, with Carson Beck, you're running a pro-style offense. Carson Beck is the most talented quarterback at Georgia since Matthew Stafford was the number one pick in 2009. I mean, this guy's talents are going to blow you away this year, Bill. He has really improved.
You know what's interesting, and I believe you. I trust your instincts there. But when he was waiting his turn, I don't know that I ever heard that he had that high-end ability.
Well, he always had the arm. The arm was always there. It was maturity. It was consistency. You know, like anybody else. This was one case where waiting his turn worked out. And I don't know how many other guys would be patient enough to do that.
Right.
But it certainly is paying off for Carson. And I know a lot of people still talk about the Lamborghini. Listen, I don't care what he drives. There's other quarterbacks out there driving $200,000, $300,000 stuff. You just don't hear about it. But he has handled that well. His teammates, you know, tease him about it. That's a good sign that they like to poke fun at him. And he rolls with it. This is a really low-key, easygoing guy. Like, the blood pressure never goes up on this cat. Like I said, they got a good vibe right now, Bill. I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, Georgia's going to go undefeated and, you know, beat everybody, you know, by 30 points. But there's a really good vibe for this team right now. And, you know, you're going to need momentum going into the schedule that they've got. And I think Georgia's got to, as they head towards the fall and summer workouts.
Griff, we'll see you next week, sir.
All right, man. Have a good one.
Ags and Strohs on the Texas Gulf Coast. Good morning, Bill. I didn't realize until today that Griff is a dude. Giggle. Gator Dave up next.
Good morning. They moved that wreck over to the side on 24 westbound at Sam Ridley Parkway. It's a good thing because there's a lot of traffic flow coming through that area right now in from Rutherford County headed towards Davidson County on 24 going westbound. It's pretty crowded now leaving Hendersonville, or through Hendersonville rather, on Vietnam Vets westbound. As you head up towards Conference Drive, starting to pick up even more with volume as we stare at it live over here in the Hermitage area on 40 West here at Central Pike. 24/7 reliable crane and rigging services right here in Middle Tennessee. It's Tomahawk Crane and Rigging. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
It's just a few cocktails at happy hour.
There aren't any cops around.
After every game, we always have a few. It's no big deal.
It was just a few drinks. I'm good.
Hey, I can hold my liquor.
I drink and drive all the time.
If you put away some drinks, put away your keys. Fans don't let fans drive drunk.
Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office, a division of the Tennessee Department of Safety and Homeland Security.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she acts like she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives. So it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy. She sleeps well. She's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I am so confident your dog will love it. Your order is back with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/healthy or text HEALTHY to 511-511. Text HEALTHY to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
Paid for by Dr. Marty's Pets.
And now, Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Their tireless effort should never go unnoticed. This message is brought to you by Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, serving Middle Tennessee. For all your roofing and exterior needs, give the pros a call today at 615-635-1790. 615-635-1790. That's Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC. They're professionals who care.
The 2024 Atlanta Braves are on a mission to bring home a seventh straight NL East title and head back to the Fall Classic.
Harris will leap, and he got it! He caught the ball!
Tonight, two of the best teams in baseball square up in Houston as Sean Murphy and the Braves square up against the Astros at Minute Maid Park.
Pre-game coverage begins at 6:55 p.m. live on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
Got biscuits, kitchen notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel does, and Bill King loves them all.
Gator Dave Gators Breakdown on all the platforms out there. He joins us on Tuesdays. Dave, this is the first time seeing this. I'm probably just out of the loop. Jim and Jupiter said, ask Dave what he thinks of Spurrier saying he thinks the Gators go 8-4.
Yeah, Bill, I think it was late last week he was interviewed, and I forget which publication it was, but asked him, you know, what he thought. And 8-4 coming there, and I think most Gator fans would absolutely take that with the schedule, and that would be showing signs of progress under Billy Napier in year three. I think deep down, even Spurrier would say that's not good enough where, you know, you want this program to be, but given circumstances, given where this team has been the last couple of years, look, Spurrier's never hidden behind a microphone, Bill. You know, he always says what he thinks, and look, doesn't mean he's right or wrong. But I don't think he sugarcoated it. I mean, I think if he says 8-4, he truly probably sees a path that this team can get to 8-4. But, you know, we're coming out of spring football, and, you know, we'll see what transfer portal holds for the Gators. But I do think most of Gator Nation would, no questions asked, probably sign up for 8-4 right now.
8-4 would absolutely be reason for the fan base to be optimistic about the build-out.
It'd have to be with that schedule, Bill. That is if that schedule plays out what we think it will. You know, now this teams could falter and not be as good as we think, but as we sit here in mid-April, you know, there's a lot of tough teams on that schedule, teams that were fighting for, you know, conference championships and college football playoff spots last year. And you look at November. I mean, Bill, if you get 8 wins, I mean, there are some really good wins between, you know, maybe an improved Miami team and, you know, Tennessee and Kentucky, Ole Miss, LSU, Georgia, Florida State. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. Texas in that mix as well. I mean, Bill, when we get to the season starting and all the preseason magazines that come out, I mean, you're going to find Georgia and Texas firmly within the top five for sure, but top 3-4 teams there. So you play those guys back to back. So I'm not saying you beat one of those two guys, but if you find 8 wins in that schedule, Bill, and the schedule lives up to the difficulty we think it is, it certainly is a step in the right direction.
Oxford, Mississippi against, I think, the best roster that I've seen Ole Miss have.
And in a pretty unique way of doing it too, Bill. You know, they've built to this point, and I think, you know, that's why they've been, and I think we'll see them aggressive in the transfer portal too, you know, coming up. But I think they see this as that opportunity. You know, their high school recruiting, while, you know, probably better in some ways, still not, you know, the nation's best when it comes to high school recruiting. Lane Kiffin knows he has to transfer portal, you know, get some guys early on in the development of transfer portal. You know, it's not just the way they've built this is get instant contributors and get guys in the winter transfer portal and just come to spring transfer portal. It's guys that have gotten in the transfer portal for the last couple of years and developed those guys that they couldn't get originally. So it's been a pretty unique way for Lane Kiffin to build this. And Bill, for them, it was a lot like Dan Mullen, you know, from 2018, 2019 at Florida. You could see it building, but then it was, all right, can you go beat the big boys? Can you beat a Georgia? Can you beat a LSU? And I think that's where Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss are right now. It's that next step of, all right, you're getting double-digit wins, you're racking up wins, but where's that signature win? Where's the beating the big name brand wins? And I think, you know, maybe he doesn't need that to get into this expanded playoff, but, you know, you do get into that expanded playoff, you're going to have to beat some of the big brands.
We were talking earlier, and again, it's the non-playing portion, so we can stray off the main street here a little bit. When Cam Newton was at Florida, and we all know that he ended up getting in some trouble and left and went JUCO, but when he was there, was there any talk about this guy top end is better than Tebow?
Not while he was here, was it? I don't think it was until, I mean, there may be some who thought that, but
right,
that didn't take off, Bill, until we saw what he did at Auburn and leading that team. And, you know, that wasn't the greatest roster, but that was a pretty strong defense. And Cam Newton just leading that offense. There was thought he'd be good. And I remember in 2007, I believe it was, he comes in late versus Tennessee. And, you know, he looks like Tebow out there bowling over, Vol players when Florida was on their way to a blowout win. He gets in late in that game. And, you know, I remember Tebow on the sideline, you know, kind of clapping and cheering, jumping up and down because Cam Newton had just battering rammed somebody like he does. But, you know, we never really got to see it take off there, Bill, unfortunately. And, you know, Florida, you remember at the time, Bill recruited John Brantley, who was another five-star quarterback at the time. He was on the roster behind Tebow and along there with Cam Newton. And, you know, it never really it didn't turn out for Florida. And that's one of the biggest one is that Florida, Bill, is Cam Newton doesn't get in trouble and sticks around till, you know, after Tebow leaves and doesn't continue on. And, you know, the whole Urban Meyer saga never really turns out the way it does.
Because if you think about it, after 2009, Florida had various issues on that roster, but the quarterback, Brantley, was not what that last name indicated we thought it was.
Yeah, absolutely, Bill. It was just not the – of course, not the same style of quarterback, more of a pocket passer, more relying on his arm. He didn't have the mobility of a Tebow, Cam Newton. You know, it was a five-star in name only. Now, maybe he could have went somewhere and made more of himself. You know, if it was like the transfer portal today, he could have easily went somewhere and fit in pretty easily. But, yeah, just not a good fit. And also, just for everything else that was going on at Floridaville, you know, it just certainly timing was not the best for John Brantley.
Alan in Tampa has a food question. He was just up there working in your neck of the woods. He wants to know if you've ever been to Woodpecker's Barbecue.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Been there. TV station I worked at, we've had them on a couple of times, so they'll bring food into the station as well when they're on. Big fan. Certainly a big fan. A lot of people in the TV station are too, Bill. So, yeah, we like the Woodpecker's Barbecue around here in Northeast Florida.
He was bragging on it when he was over there.
Yeah. Yeah, really good. Really good.
Gator Dave with us. Gators breakdown. Might as well get to the baseball team. Early on, it looked like they were a contender. They were ranked right in the top couple of teams, and they have dropped precipitously. What is going on?
Yeah, Bill, of course, with the spring game this weekend, didn't really get to you know, hone in on the baseball as much. I had a wedding on Saturday as well. We did eat some barbecue at the wedding. But for baseball, yeah, Bill, just finally got that win Sunday to get off that six-game skid. You know, going back to last week, and I wasn't on your show last week either. You know, sorry about that. But it was that Missouri series that they had their chance, Bill. I mean, they were bases loaded late in the game. They couldn't get the runs across. The wild pitches that really led to Missouri. It wasn't Missouri beating Florida. That really was Florida beating Florida. But it continued on. They took it on the chin big time last week versus Florida State. And then South Carolina comes in, good South Carolina team. And still, Bill, you know, just if they could hit, they couldn't pitch. If they could pitch, they couldn't hit. They are having a problem right now just bringing it all together. Really, you know, first issue is all those young arms and the pitching just not coming around. You know, O'Sullivan, I think, you know, just kind of relied on that. And maybe they would just work their way out of it during the season. But we haven't seen that yet, Bill. So, you know, they're right now just in danger of, you know, missing all kinds of postseason plays. They don't turn this thing around. You know, with the talent they have, if they could get to that point, maybe make some noise late in the season. But right now, Bill, just doesn't look all too strong for them.
Dave, tell everybody what they need to do to get all your content for the Gators.
Yeah, Bill, GatorsBreakdown.com. Follow me on Twitter at GatorDave_SEC. Plenty of post-spring practice coverage up there with all kind of the feedback and thoughts from the game on Saturday. Chat with Gators Breakdown Plus members. Going to have a little round table with my co-host Will Miles and his cohort Nick Dutson tonight there to kind of continue to talk here. Transfer portal opening today, so who knows what we'll get into tonight, Bill. We'll see what news floats out of there, but still a busy, busy time, even with spring football wrapping up.
All right, man. See you next week.
See you, Bill.
Michael in Atlanta. Bill, Cam Newton's performance in the 2010 SEC championship game may be the greatest SEC championship game performance ever. A 56-17 win over a really good South Carolina team. A South Carolina team that ended up winning 11 games. Yeah, we did our show from the World Congress Center late that week of that game, and then we did it Saturday before the game. Did a show Saturday before the game at the World Congress Center. And that was the peak of the Spurrier era at South Carolina. And, yeah, that game did not go well for them, but that season was a fantastic season for them. Remember, they beat Alabama early on. And I remember people coming up to me, wives of dudes who listened to the show, saying, Bill, say 6'6", 250. So I had to say that, oh, 1,000 times while I was there. Because that's what we named him. We didn't call him Cam Newton that season. For those of you with me during the SiriusXM years, and those of you that were with me that year, listening to the show, we didn't call him Cam Newton. We called him 66250. That's how Jason Ogg got his name for Twitter, 62250. He was our engineer, producer, telephonics coordinator, all of the above back then, and that's how he named himself. Charlie in the 706 in Georgia. Bill, sounds like John Calipari has given his left nut to basketball. That's from Griff's clip that we now play. Yes, that's probably so. At some moment in the history of a coach's tenure, let's just say, let me narrow this down. A coach who wins big. At some moment, their ability to feed the monster ceases. Unless you're Nick Saban. Unless you're Dr. Tom. Matter of fact, Dr. Tom actually ended his career on a crescendo. He won 3 of the last 4 natties, including the last year. His last game was a national championship. That's very rare. Bowden, for all his G-word, greatness, I will use that because it applies, could not feed the monster. He ran out of the ability to feed the monster. Paterno, too, but again, that was a whole set of circumstances. I don't want to play that game today. No need to go there today. But still, it fizzled out. And it was fizzling out. It's hard. It's hard to do what Nick Saban did, and that is grind it, win big. Oh, you need to win big more. Win big to the better end into your early 70s. Constantly feeding the monster. Did you see the story when Nick, the day Nick was going to meet with the team, and the story hit that day from Chris Lowe that Nick was retiring. He was meeting with, I think, players or portal transfers or maybe future coaches, or I don't remember. But he was having meetings up until a few minutes before that fateful locker room trip. Now, you may say, well, Bill, what's he supposed to do, just quit? Well, I don't know. I don't know what I would do under those circumstances. Anyways, we'll take the break. Johnny Vegas has been added to the agenda. Patton, I'll give you a number, but top of the hour, we're going to get a mid-season baseball report. Not sponsored by Allen in Tampa. Not sponsored by him.
Good morning. They're working an accident over in Bellshire. It's going to be at OHP at Good Morning Drive. It's got traffic tied up with the fire department there just in the last few minutes now. It's heavy out here where you would expect this time of the morning, coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County on 24 West up through Laverne, Smyrna, headed towards Nashville. It's crowded now westbound Vietnam Vets right there at Conference Drive, starting to get a little bit sluggish from time to time down through Millersville on 65 going southbound. Hey, Princess Hot Chicken now has brand new items on that brand new menu, like Mediterranean salad. Also grilled chicken tenders. Check them out at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
And now, Ramirez's Handyman in Framing is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Please go to USO.org and locate Military Care Package to see how you could help make a difference today. This message is brought to you by Ramirez's Handyman in Framing. For all your residential or commercial framing, roofing, siding, and handyman needs, no job's too big or too small. So give the pros a call at 972-684-0750. 972-684-0750. That's Ramirez's Handyman in Framing. They're professionals who care.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, coworkers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
It's the McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
Titans straight for Legarius Sneed. I'm going to give you who he went up against in the 2023 season. Justin Jefferson, arguably the best receiver in the NFL. Two catches, 14 yards. A.J. Brown in Philadelphia. One catch, 4 yards. Stephon Diggs, one catch, 3 yards.
The McFarland Show with Darren and Justin on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR.
If there's a drama stream anywhere in college sports, the Bill King Show is there to break it down.
I got a text yesterday. It's time for Myrtle Beach on the golf course in Myrtle Beach. With Ashtabula Jesus. Yes. Urban was in Myrtle Beach playing golf, and Tom, and I don't know if it was an Ohio State alum event there, or I'm not sure what it was, but I get a text from Tom, and it's him and Urban in a picture next to a golf cart. It is Ashtabula Jesus with Tom from Myrtle Beach. Then I get the same picture from Todd, who got the picture from Tom. Todd was excited about it. Now, Todd is also Music City Todd, a big Buckeye fan. And the former GM of the Omni played baseball with Urban Meyer. Very good friend. So, Todd has gotten to know Urban a little bit through him through the years. Yeah, that was pretty cool. Pretty cool picture. Him and Ashtabula Jesus. Jim and Jupiter. Bill, spring game attendance has nothing to do with the team, but it has a lot to do with the fan base. Miami's fan base is trash. Yeah, but that's not new news. Miami, when they were winning national championships, averaged about 45,000 a home game. Miami football has never been about the fan base. Now, do they have some good fans that we hear from? Absolutely. But Miami football has never been about fan base volume. Never has been. Never will be. That's just not the way they roll. It's in, first of all, it's Miami. It's the city of Miami, Coral Gables, you should say. You got to go, what is it, 45 minutes, an hour to get to the stadium. It's not on campus. Miami is a city where, what would be the right way to describe Miami? First of all, it's gorgeous. I mean, the beaches and all that, gorgeous. It can be a dangerous city. And I would say that Miami would be a city where there's a lot of availability when it comes to mortal sins. Would that be okay? Is it okay to describe Miami like that? Miami is a city to where if you are wanting to just sin on the highest level possible, there are many avenues in that city for you to do that. How about that? See, so if you're driving down the road right now with the kids, I didn't say anything. It's all good. Mom, mommy, what did he mean by that? Well, he just meant that Miami, maybe there's, maybe just not everybody's doing good things all the time. Some people probably are, but maybe some aren't in Miami. That'd be the best way to describe it, right? Jim at Jupiter, you know what's awesome? That South Carolina 2010 team, Spurrier's really good team, the one that beat Bama, they lost to Florida State. So Bowden won a game during the lost decade? I thought Bowden didn't win any games during the lost decade. That's what I thought. Maybe not. I mentioned Johnny Vegas at the top of the hour will join us, and we will get from him a mid-season college baseball update and also maybe some gambling advice. But Johnny Vegas, I think, now I don't know all he does, but I think the only thing he bets sports-wise, at least college-wise, is baseball. And he studies baseball. He knows these rosters. He knows the pitching, which is vitally important. And he has a good feel for matchups. And it is true that these apps nowadays, and it, not that he has access to them in Florida, but he has access to Vegas because he lived there for a couple of decades. But with all these apps nowadays, adjusting, they've added college baseball to the betting opportunity there. And it's been fairly winnable. More so money line. This year's the first year they've really given any run lines during the regular season. But, yeah, it's been interesting. I've played, what I've done this year is parlays, more so than anything else, which is a tough way to go. Jim and Jupiter, who lives not far from Miami, said, Bill, Miami is a bleep hole. Only good thing about Miami is Cuban food and Joe's Stone Crab. Signed, a lifelong South Florida resident. Well, he would know. He lives right down there at it. He's looking at it from Jupiter, from his home, actually, in Wellington. He can see Miami. You sit there and you see it. He can hear the sinning. All right, we'll get the break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. They're still trying to wrap up this accident over in Bellshire. It's going to be at OHB at Good Morning Drive. It had some injuries involved in it. Traffic's on the increase even more now. 24 out through the Hickory Hollow area coming in right now from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. As you head through Antioch, it's now starting to bunch up pretty good on Vietnam Vets westbound. As you make your way past Conference Drive, getting on that ramp there to 65 South, headed down into Madison. Hey, 24/7 reliable crane and rigging services right here in Middle Tennessee. It's Tomahawk Crane and Rigging. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, is proudly saluting all of our first responders for their service. This message is brought to you by Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, serving Middle Tennessee. For all your roofing, siding, window, door, and exterior needs, give the pros a call today at 615-635-1790. 615-635-1790. That's Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC. AJ and the staff are professionals who care.
Ad paid for by Anthem Tax Services. Attention, if you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems, end all collections, and may even reduce your back taxes significantly. Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you, but you must call 800-240-4917 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free and the help is real. Call 800-240-4917. That's 800-240-4917. Again, 800-240-4917.
Buyandtow.com. Get cash for junk cars. You have a vehicle that's become a problem? You can get cash in your hand today and your vehicle hauled away. They'll buy your vehicle no matter the condition, in your driveway, at your mechanic shop, or even on the side of the road. You can call them at 615-480-6473 or visit buyandtow.com. Get cash in your hand today and your vehicle hauled away. 615-480-6473, buyandtow.com. That's buyandtow.com.
JB and the General.
Really, I'd say if a move isn't made within the next 48 hours after the season's conclusion, maybe that's your answer.
I agree. If this is not immediate, because it shouldn't have to be anything Candace has to think about. You know, she should be all in one way or the other. He's coming back or he's gone. Like, that decision should already be made. I think that's what you're saying, right?
Yes.
Weekdays 9 to 11, live on WNSR.
When it comes to the college football playoff, he's for exclusion, not inclusion. It's Bill King.
Pat, now since you a clip, it's about 30 seconds. You do not have to edit it. And the title is Lug Nuts. Yeah, Lug Nuts. It's kind of it's a YouTube page, but it's Lug Nuts. This comes from an email I got yesterday. And it's actually pretty funny. Matt goes by Matt O in Nashville. Said, Bill, something interesting happened for me over the weekend about college football. He said, my wife, kids, and I live in Nashville, but he's from Tampa. He grew up in Tampa. Said, Saturday morning we needed to get some new tires for the minivan we have. I called my wife. And with a thick southern twang, which he said, that's not my native accent, but it's way better than Brian Kelly's, he said, we got to get some tires. My wife heard my exaggerated pronunciation of tires, asked me where that pronunciation came from. I explained that growing up in Tampa, there was a tire store called Allied Discount Tires. Allied had a spokesperson who did many, many TV commercials with a thick accent and lots of flavor. In the commercial. His name was Sam Bear, and I'm assuming B-E-H-R. Sam was a shoe salesman who was friends with the owner of the tire chain store. Said he never used a script, just did it ad lib. Very funny, very memorable. Anybody who lived in Tampa in the 80s knew the commercials. I don't know if Alan was living there then. He said, I searched YouTube and played some of the commercials for my wife. You can go search it out, which we did. But here's the college football angle. He goes,
I need to tell you about
wait, hang tight. Yeah, hang tight on that. Hang tight. But that is Sam. We're going to play that in just a second. He goes, I started doing some research, and interestingly, Sam, the guy you're about to hear in this commercial who had the thick southern accent, did the tire chain store ads down in Tampa in the 80s with some flair, played football for Bear Bryant at Maryland, and he actually scored the first touchdown under Bear Bryant as a head coach ever at Maryland in 1945. He goes, that's an incredible bit of trivia. I looked things up. He was on the 45 team. He was the starting running back. He had a 90-yard touchdown against Virginia later in the year. He goes, incredible story. He goes, I had no idea. I looked this up and started digging in on this guy from my memories. And this all comes from he needed tires for his minivan this past Saturday, and he used the accent that he would hear from those 80s commercials. Now, this one's funny, and let me warn you, there's nothing that's said here that's horrible or bad for radio, but there is an insinuation that's really funny. It's kind of like what, remember Griff was talking about Left Nut? It's kind of that kind of humor. But here is the spokesperson that Matty O said he listened to when he was a kid in Tampa about the tire store. Turns out this guy scored the very first touchdown ever for a Bear Bryant football team when he was the head coach. Take a listen.
I'm here to tell you about one of the nicest things we do at Ally. That's Ally Discount Tires. Well, you know about the prices. I want to tell you about a nice thing we do. What we do, we hand torque the lug nuts on the wheel when you buy the tires. We don't go, we hand torque all them nuts. And you know what they say? If your nuts hadn't been hand torqued by Ally Discount Tire, your nuts might fall off. That ain't going to go in, huh?
Over 30 locations, one near you.
Pat, did you heard the end part there yet until then?
No, that was my first time too.
That right there is the running back for the Bear, the first time one of his teams as a head coach scored. And he's also a 1980s well-known, according to Matt O down in Tampa, spokesperson for that tire company. Tell you what, Patton, play that again. We got 30 seconds. Yeah, play that one more time if you can.
I'm here to tell you about one of the nicest things we do at Ally. That's Ally Discount Tires. Well, you know about the prices. I want to tell you about a nice thing we do. What we do, we hand torque the lug nuts on the wheel when you buy the tires. We don't go, we hand torque all them nuts. And you know what they say? If your nuts hadn't been hand torqued by Ally Discount Tire, your nuts might fall off. That ain't gonna go in, huh?
Over 30 locations, one near you.
That's Ally.
Now, I don't know how many of you, I don't know if that commercial got down there and that chain went into the Wellington area, the West Palm area where Jim is, and I don't think Tampa, Allen and Tampa had moved down there yet. I may be wrong. Maybe Allen was down there. But how about that? Now, again, the angle was a college football angle. He was a running back for the Bear. That guy right there. Also had a sense of humor about him, too. Now, I'll say this. You remember that commercial, wouldn't you? Matt remembers that. What are we talking, 40 years later? He remembers this. And he said, I used that accent to talk to my wife when I told her I was going to get tires for the minivan. And she goes, where'd you get this accent? Where'd that come from? And he said, well, growing up. If you look up Sam and then it's B-E-H-R, I'm assuming it's Bear, but I could be pronouncing it wrong. But if you look up, if you just Google Sam, B-E-H-R, and then lug nuts, that comes up. That's funny. All right, Johnny Vegas Patton, I need to send you his number, right? All right.
Yes.
I'll send that over.